A somewhat disappointing jobs report today from the Labor Department. Fewer jobs were created than economists had expected. But as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, today's data mean that President Bush finished his first term with a net gain in jobs.
U.S. employment grew by 146,000 new jobs in January. That number wasn't near the 200,000 new jobs some analysts had expected. But for President Bush, it had to be heartening. After a net job loss since the 2001 recession, January finally put the administration ahead. The U.S. is the world's fastest-growing major industrial economy, but analysts say a combination of weak global demand and high worker productivity at home is keeping it from creating as many jobs as it might. Rick Eggleton is a top analyst at the Bank of Montreal Financial Group.
Despite the fact that we're seeing pretty decent growth in the economy, relatively robust strength across the board, we're still only seeing moderate increases in employment, and the increases in payroll employment continue to fall short of expectations. So while 146,000 new jobs is a decent month, it's still not as strong as one would expect given the strength we're seeing in output.
Rajiv Dhawan runs the Economic Forecasting Center at Georgia State University in Atlanta. He says January didn't produce that many high-paying jobs. For instance, he says only 12% pay over $45,000 a year. Still, Dhawan says moderate job growth without lots of high-paying jobs may be the norm for the near future. Today's economy is very different from the late 1990s, when the tech boom helped create an average of 250,000 jobs each month, some of them very high-paying.
Well, you know, this has been the new reality since the post-bubble economy. First, we didn't have any jobs in the last few years, 2002 to 2003. And then in 2004, we started adding jobs, and we were adding high-paying jobs, but not at the rate which we did in the bubble 90s.
Last month saw gains in the education and health sectors, but manufacturing lost 25,000 jobs, continuing a trend that began in September. Economists say the manufacturing sector's slide is due in part to high worker productivity, which allows companies to delay hiring new employees. Another factor? Low demand for U.S. products from weaker economies overseas. Steve Ricciuto works for the banking group ABN AMRO.
Well, I think what you have in terms of manufacturing has been a structural issue in terms of productivity growth being on the uptrend, in terms of foreign competition remaining very, very strong. And in a sector which has been facing tough global competition, you have an industry that has to shoot for profitability every way it can.
Fletcher Steele is president of a brickmaking company in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He also sits on the board of the National Association of Manufacturers. He doubts manufacturing jobs dropped that much last month. He says he and his colleagues have seen a tightening of the labor market. Recently, he hired 25 new workers at one of his plants.
I'm very skeptical about drawing conclusions from a one-month number in the middle of the wintertime right at the holiday season.
One piece of good news in today's report? Unemployment dropped to 5.2%, 0.2 point less than in December. But even economists were wary of that number. They attributed some of the decline to people who'd stopped looking for work. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.